You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Monday, December 2nd. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 3,000. That's where Morgan Stanley predicts the S&P 500 will end next year. That's roughly 5% below where stocks were before the holiday. That would be a big change. The S&P 500 has gained more than 25% this year. But strategists at Morgan Stanley are forecasting flat corporate profits next year, and that, they predict, will lead to more investor caution. And that's even before they account for how the market could be affected by the 2020 presidential election. Morgan Stanley says it's too early to make any call on that. But not all banks have such a bearish view. The average Wall Street estimate expects corporate earnings to grow by 10% next year. And Goldman Sachs thinks stocks will rise 5%, and maybe more if the U.S. government is still divided after the election. The next number up is 2.05%. That's where J.P. Morgan Chase thinks the 10-year Treasury yield will be at the end of 2020. That's a moderate increase from where it is now. Treasury yields fell a lot this year, in large part because the Federal Reserve cut rates 3 times. J.P. Morgan is forecasting that next year the Fed will cut interest rates just once more. In case you're wondering why we're talking about Treasury yields, it's because they matter. A lot. Treasuries are the linchpin for the entire global financial system. Borrowing costs for companies, and often for people, change along with those Treasury yields. So rising yields mean it will be slightly more expensive to borrow next year. But 2% is still pretty cheap historically. Our last number is 93 cents per share. That's how much profit Lululemon is expected to report in its third quarter earnings on Thursday. That would be a pretty big increase from last year. That's particularly bullish if you consider how the broader sector has been struggling. Retail stocks in the S&P 500 are down almost 3% over the past 12 months. But investors expect Lululemon to be just fine. It's kept up with changing consumer tastes. In other words, expectations for the athletic clothing company are high. How high? Well, last week the stock reached a new all-time record. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Monday, December 2nd. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.